Hey guys, welcome back. Well, really, it's just welcome back to me. You guys have been listening or watching, I don't know. Yeah, listening is a podcast. Listening to my podcast and just, keeping up with the journey that I've been on. I know the last time I recorded it was like in February, and I told you guys that I was in a better place, in a better space. Little rhymey rhyme right there. I know, a little corny. I know I am. But really, I was in a better place and space at the time. And I'm just gonna give y'all a life update. That was like, that situation was only cute for the moment. Things changed drastically from that podcast. I know that I was talking and like pretty much saying that I was gonna record more, make a schedule, and maybe possibly even make a social media account for it, but and or get a drawing. I did inquire. Okay, sidebar for what I'm about to say, but I inquired a friend about who I know draws if she would do like animation for my podcast that reflected me. And I paid her, and this was like back in like March. I never heard back. She never, painted or like not painted. There's an iPad feature for sketching. I'm sorry, I'm not savvy in any of that. So, yeah, she never sent any of those over, and maybe I should message her because I did pay her. But anyways, that's another story. And I back to what I was saying, but I did want to start a schedule, and I thought I'd be in a better space to record and kind of like make something out of this podcast. But life, I guess, like, if you've been listening to the past couple episodes, life has just been, a thing for me. Like, the unexpected always hits, and when it hits, I never, know what to do, or like, it comes so fast that I just roll with the punches. And that's kind of how life's been so far. And I think like this episode, I'm just gonna like be talking, and if it sounds like rambling, I'm sorry, but like, this is my personal diary where I'm just talking to you guys and talking mostly to myself and helping myself reflect over, some things that's been going on in my life and just where I am at this point. And I just feel like, someone out there could relate to what I'm talking about, but if not, enjoy this ride. So the last time I spoke to you guys, I basically told you that I took a jump and moved and wanted to try something different. Because everything that was going on in my situations prior to this move, it was really toxic. Like, and I'm just gonna put this out there, and not to discourage anyone who's interested in having roommates or want a room with friends or strangers or so on and so forth. But my experiences have been really trash. And not because I'm terrible or anything like that. I just think that a lot of people show you certain parts of themselves, to get you into these situations. And then once you're in those situations, it's like balls of fucking chaos. Well, in my situation. And I'm just gonna be honest. It like my situations were chaotic. And the situation that I was living in prior to taking this move and, and stuff like that. I was living with a couple and their child. A great way to describe the situation is toxic as fuck. So I live with them. Before them, I had like, I live with these 30-year-old hags, and nothing against 30-year-olds, but these hags I fucking hated. They were just terrible. And it wasn't even all of them. It was mostly the oldest one. She was just very like miserable, control freak, and just felt like the space was all hers. And if it wasn't for her, nobody would be in this situation. It was a very like, girl, relax. Like, she needed to relax. It would have been a good situation if, like, they weren't just like, you know, maybe if I was in their age range, or like they weren't like annoying in their own personal ways, you know? So it would have worked. But anyways, I keep sidetracking. I lived with the couple and their child. The child was cute, like, for the first like 2 months, and then like every time after was annoying as hell. Like, especially like since I was going to school, I was working. Like, after a long day of work, I don't want to be bothered. I just, and especially because I work in retail, and I didn't like feel like interacting after work, because you spend so much of your day just talking to people and like dealing with people and their needs and their wants. And sometimes like they're having like a shit day, and they just tend to take it out on you, the worker who's here to service to them and, you know, make sure that they get whatever they came into the store for. But 9 in 10 times, I don't blame myself for those type of people or their interactions with me. It's just something that's above them and way above me that's going on in their personal lives that I have no control of. Maybe they may have control, maybe they don't. But like, I don't have the time or energy to engage with that. So after I get home and just dealing in those type of situations with people draining your energy and just attending to so many people, you just become like tired and drained. And this little boy, he would just like want to talk and talk and talk. I didn't understand what he was saying because there was a language barrier. So there were sometimes I understood him, sometimes I didn't understand him. And but like sometimes like I didn't want to be rude because I lived there with them, and his mom was like super petty. So I just like didn't want to do anything that would like shake the boat, because like the one thing I learned about like roommate situations, like you gotta pick your battles. You gotta pick peace or chaos. Like, there's no in between. It's just peace or fucking chaos. And I just like basically would just, you know, try to, with their situation, because they were so toxic as a couple and as a family, that I tried to avoid completely like stirring the pot, because the husband was just fucking rude as all get out. He actually stole $100 from me. He tried to lie and say I didn't give him the right amount for rent when I did, and it shows on both of my accounts that I pulled that out. And long story short, he was just terrible. He was trying to hustle. He was trying to get over with me, get over on me. Let me rephrase that. And it was just like all around toxic. And the last big fight that like really prompted me to take this leap, was because they had a domestic dispute. And this is a trigger warning for anyone that's listening. They had a domestic dispute that resulted in both the man getting arrested. She also had to talk to Child Protective Services and stuff. The house was pretty much destroyed, and I really didn't know what was going on because I was asleep. I didn't hear it until I heard the cops like basically barge into the house, and like I heard glass shatter, and I heard the little boy crying, and it just was very, very bad situation. And the owners of the home, who lived right above us, they eventually came, and they explained to me what had transpired, and that the wife was moving out. Like, she wasn't really the wife, she was like a girlfriend that they've been dating forever. But New York has this like weird law where like if you live with someone long enough, I don't know, whatever, you're gonna be considered like a spouse technically, not literally, because there's no certificate, but whatever, the whole dating law is here, I don't know. Long story short, she wasn't supposed to come back. A week later, they claimed to have worked things out, came back. We had to, the owners of the home did not want her there. So the owners politely told me that, hey, like, you know, you, she's not supposed to be back. You need to find something else or something like that. And then they found something else. And because they needed another roommate again, I moved with them. And then within that time, I was only there for a range of months until I took this leap. So back in February, when I told you that I had moved, I basically, that was the leap that I'm referring to. I moved in with a friend of a friend. And before, like, with all this situation was going on, I have a close friend that I always talk to. She's like a best friend to me. And she just knew everything that was going on with my roommate situation, my living situation, and she offered me a way out. And I was like, okay. Yeah, she's like, oh, this girl, like, she's my best friend. She'll take care of you. Like, she's really good. She's been in situations, not similar, but, like, toxic environments. And she wants, you know, a roommate, two roommates. And, you know, you guys will share a home together, an actual house. And there's going to be, I think she might have her dog, and, you know, it'll be a good situation all around because you all are looking for a way out of your situations in ways to just, you know, be free and just not be bogged down with everything that goes on in our day-to-day life. And then also with, you know, our personal situations as well. And I was like, okay, I'll do it. And I really, at the time, like I just told you guys, the situation I was with the couple, I really needed a way out. And I felt like this was like my out for right then and there. And I just felt like it was opportunity. So I took it. So let's fast forward to me, you know, finally getting there. When I got there, there wasn't enough discussion about boundaries or expectations or what are like yeses that, you know, we'll all be comfortable with, no's and hard fucking no's. I feel like if we had that conversation, I think I would have rethought, you know, before we all moved in together, I think I would have rethought a lot of things and just considered asking for help from family, like, I guess, you know, to have better situation than that situation. I'm not saying this particular move was bad. I'm just saying that I wish that one of the roommates was honest about her intentions and about the way she went about a lot of things. So when we moved in, I really didn't know them. Like I said, one of the girls was a friend of a friend. The other girl was the friend of, you know, my other roommate. And I didn't even, you know her at all. I didn't know about her. The friend of the friend, which was the other roommate, I knew about her based off of what my friend told me about her. I've never physically met her, or I just knew the name. I just was now putting a face to the name. And I think we're going to call her, just for the sake of, like, no confusion, we're going to call her Bella. And then we're going to call the other roommate, Clarissa. Yes. Hopefully I remember. So Bella was the person who initiated the lease, and me and Clarissa just moved in. And so pretty much she was like kind of the head of household because Elise was with her, but me and Clarissa were renting from her. And the situation like didn't even like, it wasn't even a weekend before I moved in and shit went left. Like literally shit went fucking left so quick that I couldn't even blink. Like for me, I wanted this to work so bad because everything else like did not work for me like at all. Like, so I was hoping like we're all like around the same age, like we're all working women, like we all bring something to the table, we all have different personalities that seem to have molded well with each other, you know. And I thought it would work, and this would finally be my break from like crazy ass fucking roommates. And lo and behold, you know, this was another story, but it played out differently than any of my other roommate stories. Like one day note to self, I should just do a whole talk about all my roommates because it's wild in the living situations I've had since like 18 to 22. So, we moved in. The first day I met Bella, it was kind of like quick passing because I needed furniture. So my aunt and my uncle, like, they took me to go get furniture and all the other stuff you need when you move in. So that's what I got. And we didn't get to really speak then. And then when I finally get to speak to her after my aunt and uncle left, and keep in mind, like, I was kind of like scared, but like at the same time open to this new living arrangement. Only reason why I was scared was because, like, I've been in this situation before with roommates, and I always know, like, around like the 6 month mark, shit gets real. You finally start to see each other's true colors. You see the pet peeves and the things like that. And, this situation was just like new. Like, new. Like, I didn't know any of my other roommates like that before, but this situation, Bella was a friend of my friend. So I really wanted it to work where it doesn't work. If it doesn't work, I didn't want to potentially lose my friend because, me and Bella couldn't work together as roommates. So when I finally, got settled and was getting ready to, break down the boxes and start moving my stuff in the closet, put some stuff out for my furniture and things like that, Bella finally had a conversation with me, and that's when her dog finally stopped barking, which now I fucking love the dog. Like, he's really bad, but he's really cute. He has the biggest brown eyes ever, and I love him. And he has nothing to do with this. He's just a dog in this scenario, in this whole situation. And Bella was talking to me, and she's like, "Yeah, I have a date with, I don't know, this guy that I've been hooking up with for a while. I met him like last month, and we're just kicking it. We're keeping it, cute or whatever. He might stay the night." And I was like, okay. And for me, it was weird because it was like the other girl, Clarissa, she wasn't there at all. She was out doing her own thing. I believe she's with her group of friends, which are now like my friends now, which is really cool. That there was something great and positive to come out of this whole situation. And, they pretty much like had their own lives going on, so I really didn't get to really know them. But the whole like my situationship is coming over to stay the night, it is what it is. And I was like, okay, whatever. I was uncomfortable because I mostly wanted to at least get to know them or be in the space with them, but I get it, people have their own lives. And I moved, in a situ like in a time where you were gathering with a lot of people. It was in the holidays, so I understood that like completely. So the next day, like my second day living with them, I finally meet Clarissa, and me and Clarissa just meshed really well. Like, she was taught, she was still unpacking. I was definitely still unpacking because I have like a shit ton of clothes for no reason. And I was also like trying to settle in. And then I briefly spoke to Bella, and Bella was like, "Hey, I made breakfast. So here's some breakfast. I left it for you." And I was like, "Oh, cool." And like that's when I started to ease up. I was like, "Wow, like, this is refreshing from everything else that I've, been through and lived with thus far." And it was just so interesting how this all like translated. And then we were talking, and she, Bella, went to work. Clarissa had her group of friends come over, and well, not all of them, but a couple of them. And it was chill afternoon, and then she left with them. And then when we came back, it was the evening. Like, I was still in the house. I like went out with a family member, and then I came back, and I ate a little and so on and so forth. So when we came back, it was nighttime, and Clarissa brought her guys friends over, all of them. So I finally met all of them, and they were all like pretty chill. We were laughing and joking, and it finally like eased some of the tension, even though I was really anxious and overwhelmed because, you know, when you're new to a space with new people, like it's really uncomfortable at first until the ice breaks. And then like on top of that, Clarissa brought her guy friend, so I had to break the ice with them. So it was like super overwhelming for someone who was just moving in and trying to understand her surroundings. And Bella was just always working. Like she was like all over the place all the time. Like no one could find her. She was at her million and one jobs. So I couldn't keep up. And then eventually that night is when we all like congregated together. Clarissa's guy friends, Clarissa, Bella, and then that's when Bella just, you know, dropped again, like, hey, my situationship is staying over. So this is when things like slowly but surely took a turn for the worst. It all happened on New Year's Eve. So you know, it has now been a week that I've been living with Bella and Clarissa and adjusting and getting to, you know my surroundings and, you know, getting to know each other. So, New Year's Eve, they wanted to do a get together and drink. And I'm like, we're all 21, you know, 21, 22, 28. So, you know, we always want to drink and party, celebrate, bring the New Year's the right way. And, you know, Clarissa invited her group of guy friends, and they had their own drama with, like, Clarissa and one of the guys and all the guys in the group. There was issue, and then me and Bella's friend, we're gonna call her Savannah, came over for the first time and since I moved in, and then everyone else came over, and then the boyfriend, the situationship, whatever. We find now, like, fast forward, he's a fiance, which is another wild part to this story that I'm gonna get to, I promise. So it just took a turn for the worse. Like, at the beginning of the night, Clarissa took a pregnancy test, and she wasn't pregnant. She was just hungover from the night before, just to calm down, you know, her boyfriend and stuff, and, you know, the guy and the group of friends to calm them down. And then Savannah, she was having an anxiety attack, so she stayed for a while. We sat in the living room and we vibed and played like a ice-breaking game to get to know each other. And this is like the first time I really had a conversation with Bella and seeing where she was and, you know, who she was and learning things about her, because, you know, throughout the week we were all in passing, going to work and stuff like that. Then, you know, things are awkward. Like, Bella's boyfriend, I think he's a boyfriend now in this part of the story. I'm not really sure when he became the boyfriend for timeline reasons. He, you know, he was awkward altogether. He didn't speak to me, which, like, I feel like when you come into someone's home, it's like a respect thing. Like, maybe it's just a Black people thing. I don't know. I was always raised that, like, when you walk into someone's house, you introduce yourself, you speak, like, you don't just walk in, look someone up and down, because that's a sign of disrespect. Like, you know, that's so fucking rude. Like, come into space and, like, you know, say hi, how are you? Like, you don't have to have a conversation with me, just acknowledge that you're in my space, you know, and be a respectful thing. And he didn't, and it was just weird. And when he came, the tension, like, switched, like, automatically. Like, things became very tense. Savannah left. Clarissa's group of guy friends left, except for two that were cooking. And then it was just me, Bella, and the boyfriend stepped out for a moment, and Clarissa. So we're drinking, we're trying to watch something on YouTube, and Bella just blurts out, I might be pregnant. And let me just say, like, I was under the influence, so my response to it wasn't necessarily the nicest response ever, but in my mind, I was just like, what do you mean you're pregnant? Like, what? And she just basically was like, oh, yeah, 2 months ago, before I met the boyfriend, I slept with my ex. I flew all the way to Rhode Island and I had sex with him. And then I haven't gotten a period since. But I was like, okay, wait, but you have a boyfriend now? And she's like, yeah, like he's willing to take care of the baby if I am. But I have a gynecologist appointment on Monday. And I was just like, okay. And it was uncomfortable because two guys that stayed and Clarissa, we were all just like not expecting that at all. And then the boyfriend came and then they went in the kitchen and it just got awkward. And the boyfriend becomes a big part in the issues with this roommate situation. And that was really like the part that kind of like set the tone for what the house is gonna be from that night going forward. And mind you, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, it's supposed to be like New Year's Eve, you're supposed to get fucked up, get lit, have the time of your life, and no one's supposed to ruin the vibe. I mean, granted, you can't control people, but like, we were all like vibing, and then he walked in, things went south, and then like, everyone left, so it was only a couple of us left, and things just got really uncomfortable. But I'm not gonna lie, the boyfriend has this energy that's really like, uncomfortable. Like I can't describe it because I felt uncomfortable, and for someone that I didn't really know, like I felt like it was unfair. And like to keep in mind, like I didn't know these girls. I'm just moving in with them. And I felt like me and Clarissa took the initiative to get to know each other and to, find out about each other, not in a nosy way, but just know who you're living with. But Bella just like automatically did not care that much. She just was in her own world and her own agenda. And I don't think it was intentional, but I think the issue with roommates sometimes is that they lack the ability, the inability to, like, roommates lack the ability to just basically consider others, especially those who, like, been living there the longest, or they were the one that got the lease, or so on and so forth. They feel like they're allowed to do certain things that we weren't allowed, that the other roommates aren't allowed to do. And I felt like that's really where Bella was. So things just got uncomfortable. Like she was sneaking him in the house ever since, like New Year, sneaking him in the house, like, and stuff like that. So we asked her, to have a conversation with her and to address their feelings because, granted, I was really uncomfortable. I don't know these girls. I don't know this guy. And we're living in a house full of women. You're not really letting us know that he's here until you go out. And to be fair, in my home, I don't wear pants often. And, I would love to know if a guy is in the space because I don't want to make things uncomfortable, and also for my own safety with being a woman. Like, you don't know people's intentions. And I'm not saying that this guy had negative intentions, but you don't know someone. You always have to have some type of guard to protect yourself. And in that instance, I had a guard because I didn't know them, and I definitely did not know him. So I was very guarded and very, like, I'm not sure, if I really want him in the home, because I feel like I need to know who I'm living with. And me and Clarissa talked to her one morning, brought it to her attention that maybe can we work out that he comes like every other day, or like he stays like only weekends only. She says weekend only doesn't work because of their conflicting schedules. Every other day, she said it works, but she's like, which days? And it would be Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. That's pretty much the days that we gave her that he could come. But then one time, like when we were all making breakfast, she slipped up and said she snuck him in the house. And then on top of sneaking him in the house, which I think is unfair because like if I go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and I'm walking out in my bra and my panties, or if I'm walking out with just a big t-shirt or nothing at all actually, or a towel, and he walks out, that's super uncomfortable on my end, you know, and stuff like that. And so she started sneaking them in through the side door of the home. Then she gave him a temporary lock or key to get into the home and a pin pad. She said that it only works when, you know, first set amount of hours. But then there were several times where me and Clarissa heard him just coming in whenever he wanted to. So things were just kind of getting very, like, uncomfortable, because I remember in the first kind of couple of conversations we had, like, you know, in the first couple of days, that, like, we really wanted to make this a girl's house, like, no men, like, in the capacity of living with us, or, you know, making us feel uncomfortable. And it's just like, Bella just did not care. And she was very much, like, whipped by this guy. So by the end of January, that's when things kind of got really intense, because it felt like no matter how much we had this conversation, she still did what she wanted to do. And then the brother, her brother, became a factor. So it just felt like, you know, it just kept, like, it kept coming. So towards the end of January, you know, me and Clarissa became really close, and we would hang out with her group of friends, and because the tension in the house were awkward, the boyfriend was really awkward, and he made things uncomfortable. Like, you could sense that he didn't like us, and the energy was reciprocated in the same way. I didn't hate him, but I disliked him because he lacked respect. Like, if I feel like, you know, when we were discussing things with Bella about how uncomfortable it is that he's here all the time and you don't let us really know, you know, he always needs to be here. Can you go to his house sometimes? Like, you know, just so we could just be comfortable, or like have a girls' night or something like that. And she just felt very like, this is my space, I could do whatever I want to do, which is true. But she just felt like, well, you know what, this is technically like my house, so I could do what I want to do, and I could do things that will make you uncomfortable, because I'm basically the one that like provided the lease and stuff like that, which is like really fucked up when you think about it, because me being a woman, I would never put another woman in a position where she feels uncomfortable, especially when it comes to a man, you know, especially if it's like certain things that make them uncomfortable about that particular man. But I get it. She had her urges. She had her needs. She wanted this relationship to work. And I just thought it was overwhelming for, like, we moved in all together in December. She met him at in the middle of November. So it's like, you just met this guy and he's like already slowly trying to move himself in, and he has a key, he has a lock, and it was just a lot. So I was just like, oh shit, like, this is getting intense. So fast forward to the end of January, you know, things with Clarissa and Bella are not working out. But, like, let's keep in mind that they're friends. Like, they were friends before living together. So that's a tricky situation all around. Like, you know, living with a friend. I was the only outsider. They knew each other for years. I never knew neither of them for that long. So, you know, with friends and, like, women in general, you get catty and you get, like, petty as fuck. And it just was petty on both ends, but more so one more than the other. And the brother comes to visit from Atlanta, who lived with a crazy fucking girlfriend. The girlfriend, batshit crazy. She was calling him nonstop. He stayed here, and then he left. Then she springs on us. One day when me and Clarissa came back from hanging out with her friends, she's like, hey, yeah, by the way, Kelvin may need to live with us for a couple of weeks because him and his girlfriend are splitting up, and his other place won't be ready until March 1st. And at that point, me and Clarissa were very turned off, because bad enough, like, you already, like, tried to move your boyfriend in. You're now moving your brother in, and he was asleep in the living room. So, it's like, it was like she had no consideration or thought about like anyone else in this whole situation. And I was just like, okay, like, when are you gonna, you know, ask before telling, like, or have respect or even a mutual conversation that, you know, I would like to do this. How do you guys feel about this? Like, you know, because I live here, I pay rent here. I would love to have conversations about all these various men that I don't know moving in and out of our household, that has a key lock pad number, that has a key, that, like, you know, that knows how to break into the side door like her boyfriend. Like, you know, I would love to know these things because, you know, I live here. Like, my name is technically on a lease that you were renting to two of us. So Clarissa did not like that at all, and neither did her group of friends. And I was just too dumbfounded. And, like, I just said okay, because I was just like, so how many more, you know, things are she going to throw at us and just not have a conversation with us and just go with? And at that point in time, I reached out to Savannah. I was like, Savannah, what the hell is wrong with your friend? Like, what is this going on and all this other stuff? And Clarissa reached out to her because she also knew Savannah. They were all connected through a religion. And I think I should have added that little piece into it. They're a religious organization. They were all connected through. I was not a part of it. Disclaimer, not a part of that religious organization. And just for, you know, privacy reasons, I will not speak on it, on what organization it is. They were all a part of it, and they were very much all connected because of that. And as an outsider looking in, yeah, that, I don't think a church or a religious group is a great way to make friends sometimes. Like, maybe, like, it works. I have some church friends that I grew up with, but, like, you know, in the capacity that they were friends, like, well, I don't know. But, you know, I don't judge, but, you know, maybe they should have all, you know, took a break from each other, especially if they're taking a break from the religion at this time, like, this whole transition. So things with, like, Clarissa and Bella just spiced up. You know, we had several conversations via text message with one another about her boyfriend always being there. And then we had, you know, an exchange of words, and just the tension was becoming too much. And when Bella realized that she was losing me and that Savannah had to keep constantly bringing up the fact that, like, hey, you need to treat your roommates better, and, you know, like, get to know them and don't push them to the side, I went out one day, and me and Bella and her boyfriend went out. We went to Target and stuff like that, you know, normal girl stuff, like, everyone loves Target. And then we went out to eat, and I got to know them. And that was, like, the first time since I, you know, moved in with her that I got to see her and, you know, understand her and interact with her. And Savannah made a group chat because now we were all on one accord, and, you know, maybe all three of us could be friends and move forward. But I didn't know that Bella was thinking of letting Clarissa go. Not, like, you know, as a friend, but, like, as a roommate. She felt like it wasn't working because Clarissa was too opinionated about her relationship. But the only reason why I think Clarissa was very opinionated about the relationship is, like, when you're friends with someone, you know, sometimes, like, you look out for their best interests, you know, despite them may not wanting your to hear it or wanting to even listen to you. I really think that Clarissa had no malintent. She was just looking out for her friend. And I think it's because Clarissa had her own battles with her own relationships, and rushing into them while she was really young, as she privately disclosed to me, that she didn't want someone else to, you know, go through that, especially someone she cares about and she genuinely, you know, want to see the good and the best for them. And Bella took that as someone telling her, don't be in the relationship. And she took it wrong instead of looking at it as like, you know, maybe I should see what my friends are seeing because this is uncomfortable for them. And, you know, and I'm moving too fast. And it was moving really fast because when I spoke to Bella and we were having a conversation, and she said to me, she's like, yeah, even though I met him in November, he was like, if you didn't have roommates, I would have asked you to, you know, I would have asked him, the boyfriend said, I would ask you to move in. And to me, I was just like, I was prior to any moving with them. I was in a relationship with someone for almost 3.5 years. And I've known this person forever before we even started dating. And I never thought about moving them in anywhere, or moving in with him. And we had years in. You just met him like 2 weeks in and you're just like, yeah, let's move in. And to me, that's a big red flag and a big indicator that there's something underneath that surface. And maybe it is love at first sight. I don't know how that shit works. But like, to me, it just was like a really big red flag. And it was really red flag to Clarissa, who, you know, seen this type of stuff in their household, not in their household per se, like seeing, you know, how like a fast relationship kind of ruins certain things and comes with a lot more drama and burdens than you really need. And Bella was just hellbent because Bella has this idea and this thought, because one of her best friends that was in Savannah, she married her high school sweetheart. They had a house in Texas. They then got, you know, they had a house, they had kids, you know, the dogs. It was like a very perfect, you know, love story. And Bella, what she disclosed when we were playing the game on New Year's Eve, is that she craved those type of things. And I think that because she craved them, she would just automatically settle for anything that came her way. And I think that Clarissa really wanted her to, you know, not do that and just see things a little bit differently. And, you know, once again, you know, as a friend, sometimes like relationships and stuff is touchy subject, and someone may not want to hear it. Someone may not want you in their business. And I totally get it. And I totally understand it. But I think Clarissa also wouldn't comment on it if she wasn't living with her, you know? So that's the factor that I think that Bella totally forgot, like, all around. Like, I think she was so caught up in the fact that, oh, my friend, who's not like my best friend, she actually told Clarissa, like, I'm sorry, but you're not the friend I go to for this. While Clarissa told me, like, she spilled her guts before I moved in, and that they were like close friends, whatever, which is so toxic on Bella's end. And I wouldn't say toxic, but like, it was, you know, that's not like how you treat people. So, you know, to keep this story moving along, when it got bad, eventually, Bella asked Clarissa to move out. Clarissa didn't come home for a while. I was really sad because I knew that this was going to happen eventually. And then after Clarissa moved out, she immediately moved, Bella moved in her brother. And it just, from there, things just got really toxic, because, you know, the boyfriend now was like making decisions. She had him living there, and none of this was really discussed with me, you know, about if I'm comfortable with this. Her brother understood he had nowhere to go, and I'm not an inhumane person. So, you know, if he needed to live here and, you know, rent here until he could afford to be on his own, okay, fine. But then in March, in the beginning of March, after, you know, Clarissa moved out, Bella says to me, oh yeah, I'm gonna move, you know, the boyfriend in. The boyfriend who now, she later on in that month revealed to me that was her fiance. And to me, I'm just like, well, god damn, the timeline. Like, he was your situationship when I moved in. You just met him that November. And now it's, you know, the new year, which has been January, February. Now it's March. So November, December, January, February, March. You only known him for 5 months. You're engaged. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, what the hell? Like, you know. And I was just talking to Savannah about it and just venting to her about it. And I was just like, you know, if you're going to move somebody in, you know, especially roommates, and you knew this is where you wanted to go in your life, you should have thought to yourself, would I want to put somebody in this middle of my situation? You know, and I felt like... Like, I just felt like Bella just was so caught up in herself that she didn't even consider if I was okay with it or uncomfortable with it or anything. And she was just like, I'm going to do what I want. I'm going to have this wedding. I'm going to have this ring. I'm going to be, you know, like, you know, I'm just going to do this. And I'm sitting here freaking out because I don't like, you know, the boyfriend is now the fiance. I do not like the fiance. He's just too controlling. He's like, he has this weird energy. Like, I couldn't understand his energy because it just was so overpowering and so uncomfortable that I was just like, you know, I don't know. Like, and it wasn't because he was a bad person. It was because of his actions. And I wish people understood that saying a lot more, that your actions speak louder than words. Because he, like, got so far into Bella's, like, mind. Like, and when it came to, like, Clarissa being there, I'm pretty sure he had a lot of say-so about Clarissa, you know, Bella kicking Clarissa out. And Clarissa, you know, didn't like him, and he didn't like Clarissa. So, of course, you know, that kind of persuaded her to do it. And then, like, he has a very heavy persuading, like, way of talking. Because one time when I was in the car with him, I just remember him, like, you know, Bella was clearly saying no, but he's persuasive, and it was like very manipulative, and eventually she said yes to whatever he wanted to do. But, like, you know, stuff like that kind of rubbed me a wrong way. But you know what, we weren't friends like that. We still aren't friends like that. I know my place, and I'm just not gonna talk about it. And I just left it alone, and I just thought that all around, like, this whole situation was just going to shit. And I told Savannah that. I was just like, you know, I hope this doesn't infringe on our friendship or ruin anything, but this is just not working for me. Like, you know, she's moving in a way that, like, you know, is inconsiderate to me. You know, like, I took this leap because I wanted better, and she wanted better, and Clarissa, before she moved out, wanted better. And it felt like, you know, we weren't getting that, and it was just another toxic situation, and it just became draining. And, like, once a boyfriend, which is now a fiance, is involved, it really changed the whole dynamic of the household. And it just felt like, you know, not a good space to be in. And it just felt like, you know, with me being the only one left of who was original roommate with her, it felt like I was out, like an outcast in their own little family. And they were building, and, you know, but I'm here. And, you know, and I hear the little snickers in the comments of, oh, when Jai moves out, or when Jai does this, we could have space and we could do that. And to me, that really bothered me, because, you know, I took this leap of faith because I trusted, you know, that Savannah, you know, had the great intentions, and she did have great intentions, but I trusted that her friend also had those same great intentions, you know, because the friend was so, Bella was just so genuine in her messages and in what she had in her goal for the home. But it just turned into something that was just not okay. And it just became frustrating because, you know, you just got engaged. You didn't tell me. And it was weird because no one knew they were engaged until she slipped. And when she said she was engaged, it was so, like, it was one of those moments like, shit, I opened my mouth too soon. And I just sat there and I just thought to myself that, like, you know, you're keeping all these secrets when I would prefer for you to be so honest to me and just let me know, because I live here. And that's all I've ever asked from her was, like, compassion and, you know, to live there. Because when he was in the home, the fiance was in the home, she was one way. Like, she wouldn't speak to me. You know, she wouldn't interact with me. She didn't want to, like, oh, do a cute Target run with me or anything. But then when he wasn't there, oh, let's go to the beach. Let's do this. Let's do that. And it was just a very, even her brother would, like, hide in his room when he was there, only come out to eat. And then, like, you know, Bella would bribe, you know, Kelvin to come with them when he was home and stuff like that. And, I just felt like the whole situation just was unhealthy. Like, within from, and we only lived together from December to February, basically. And one of our roommates left, you know, wasn't, she didn't even leave. She was kicked out. And then she moved her brother in. Then the boyfriend moved in. Then, like, and it just felt like every time you turned around, it was something. And, like, I felt like I was displaced once again, or, like, you know, left out of a conversation of anything. And, like, and to sum this all up and this story all up, I felt like, you know, this roommate situation would have been really great for me, and it would have been beneficial, and I would have been able to make a, you know, not like best friends or anything, an acquaintance out of this, and we could live together and it would have worked. And I feel like Bella had a goal in mind and never shared it with anyone else. And I felt like if she shared that goal with me and Clarissa up front, I think we both would have made different decisions to move in with her. But she did not, you know, explain any of this to us. And I get it, as women and as people in general, it's a human thing to want, you know, someone to love you and hold you at night and eat McDonald's with you, or like do something fun, reckless, and spontaneous with. But like in this situation, I felt like she wasn't mindful. I felt like she wasn't she just didn't care, like, you know, in the weirdest way. Like, you know, I'm proud that she may have found her husband, but, like, at the same time, girl, you had me, like, all over the place. And, you know, displaced Clarissa. And it's just, like, even when I talked to her about it before, you know, I had the part and do my own thing as of recently, I remember saying to her, I was like, did you even think about, like, us in this? Like, and I get it, this is a self decision, but you forgot that you lived with two other people. And when you live with people, you have to be considerate of people, you have to be honest, you have to be very truthful about your intent. And you also have to, like, discuss things, you know, like, you can't just make decisions without even discussing the people that live in the home. And she was just like, you know, it is my home, and I wanted it to be that way. And that's when I realized that maybe she should never have had roommates. Maybe it should have just been herself and, you know, her brother eventually, and with this guy, so she can experience life and, you know, probably have been married by now and stuff like that. But it's just like, the whole situation was inconsiderate. Her brother he stayed home so much that, like, I couldn't even record. And I'm really big on a quiet space. He was quiet, but, like, also a quiet private space where I could talk without any judgment. And then the boyfriend started staying home. Well, the boyfriend fiance now, started staying home a lot more. And I just felt like I couldn't just be myself. And now that I'm transitioning into other things and may have to change certain stuff, you know, certain things about my life and factors, once again, I think moving forward, roommates are a hell fuck no for me. And I hate to say it that way, but like, I will never do it again, because in every situation, there's always the inconsiderate person that doesn't realize or makes me and others, you know, casualties to their catastrophic plans or relationships or just anything that, you know, could be detrimental to my health, mental health, really, and then also the environment. And like, I feel, I'm a firm believer that if I'm paying so much money to rent and live with you, that I rent or live anywhere or live with a roommate or anything, I feel like I should have a say so in the household. I feel like I should have a say so in what makes me comfortable and uncomfortable. I feel like I should have a say so in certain decisions that need to be made. I feel like if Bella spoke to me and Clarissa honestly about the boyfriend thing firsthand, I think we would have been okay. And if we, in like expressing how we felt in pertaining to him possibly living there, like she, at one point, she just was going to move him in without even discussing it with any of us. And I feel like I would have been comfortable if, you know, she had that conversation. And then after Clarissa left, she just moved them in because she's like, well, that's my fiance now. And it wasn't even, and after I told her I was uncomfortable, it was just a disregard of anything. And like, the whole living situation was a whole fucking disregard. Like, let's just put that out there. Like, at first, she told us she was only bringing her one dog. Then she brought another dog. Then, like, after one dog died, she brought, like, two more dogs in. So, it was just, like, you know, this whole situation all around just didn't work. And, you know, a lot of people, like, family members and stuff would discuss to me, like, oh, do you feel discouraged or anything? Or are you hurt? Or are you sad? I'm not upset or anything. Like, I made my peace with it. I'm just disappointed with how things worked. And so is Savannah. If anyone wants to know, her and Savannah are not friends anymore, which is really awkward. And it's not because of me. It's just because, like, any best friend, you want the best for your best friend. And when your best friend is doing something that could potentially be like catastrophic, you want to help them, but then the conversation went left. So right now that they're taking a break from each other, but like, you know, and Savannah even spoke to me about it, like, oh, are you upset, are you angry? And I'm not upset or am I angry. And like I said, or like previously, I made my peace with it. I'm just like, you know, a lesson learned. Like, and I feel like that's something I have taken from my life, that everything is a lesson. It is what it is. You can't control it. And you can't, like, sit and soak over it. Sulk over it. I did soak a little bit because, like, with how catastrophic my other situations were, I wanted this one to be the one situation where it works, where I'm comfortable. I don't have to be a nomad for a year or so. And I could be comfortable. And I just felt like I didn't have that opportunity because Bella just moved in the best interest for herself. And it was just like, you know, screw everybody else in between. And I get it. It's life. We're very selfish. And that's what your 20s and your life is all about sometimes. But, you know, there needs to be a level of consideration there. And I feel like, you know, Bella maybe might learn from this situation and realize certain things that she could have done better. And, you know, maybe if she doesn't learn about it, you know, karma always comes back around to teach you that lesson. So, I think the best thing I took away from this is that, like, I should never roommate again. Like, this also makes me nervous for the future. Like, if I get a significant other, like, do I want to live with them? Because, you know, people show you who they are, you know, one way. And then once you live with them, you know, it's different. And it's like that saying, you know, you don't know anyone until you have to live with them. And I didn't know Bella until I had to live with her. But, you know, some good takeaways from this situation. Me and Clarissa are still good friends. Me and Bella speak. We're like acquaintances. Me and Clarissa's group of friends. we're really good friends. Like, we have group chat and everything now. It's so fucking cool. But me and, like, Bella, I don't know. Like, I don't not like her. And I don't know. It's awkward because, like, when someone puts you in those awkward situations, it's like, where do we stand? But, like, you know, I'm not a jealous person. Or not jealous is not even the right word. I'm not a mean or evil person. Those are the right words. So I don't really, I'm not gonna be upset with her. And I think, like, you know, whatever she does in her life, I wish her all the best. And I hope things go the way that she dreamed of. And I hope this is, you know, truly what she wants. And she's making a decision that she knows will be beneficial to her overall happiness and to her whole being. And I just don't fuck with her like that. I think that's where my honest truth comes in. But I just feel like, you know, I had to share this with you guys and give you an update. And I think, like, no promises, I swear, I feel like I could produce another episode next week. Maybe I could give you a little bit more of another update on my life and just, like, rambling about my job a little and stuff like that. And you know, keep you guys up to date. But I hope someone out there, you know, listens to this and finds this and think it's funny, or just like, girl, what the fuck, like, that was an adventure. And just to keep in mind, guys, we only lived together for like 7 months, so this is what, 7 months of living with a roommate for me was like. And I hope no one gets discouraged with living with roommates, but just keep in mind to ask questions. Look at your lease. Please look at your lease. Like, that's number one. Like, if you could break it or not, or if it's month to month, like, yes, look at your lease. And also, maybe don't room with a friend of a friend, because it could end up like this situation. But thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope to talk to you soon. Yeah, bye.